She's going on her first sleepover, her very first sleepover in her life. Now, she has been on other sleepovers with her relations and her cousins, but this is a first sleepover in a house of a friend of hers, and she's got a pair of sneakers on. She's got white leggings on, a blue skirt, and a red polka dot. A navy skirt, and she's got a Hello Kitty bag. And in the Hello Kitty bag,
Hello Kitty in Paris.
Oh, it's Hello Kitty in Paris, not Hello Kitty in Glanmire. It's Hello Kitty in Paris.
Look at it.
Oh yeah,
doesn't that look like Paris?
How would I know it was Paris anyway? What does
look
it say?
Look at the Eiffel Tower. Look at her hat.
Well, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
La Tour Eiffel, or Le Tour Eiffel. Right. Oh, see, and she's got a red thing on her hair, and you have a white one. So what's it like going on a sleepover
Silver.
To Paris? What's it like going on a sleepover to Paris?
That's one question I'm not asking.
You're not asking? Okay. Well, if you could go on a sleepover to anywhere in the world, where would you most like to go?
I would most like to go to the desert.
To the desert. Does that mean you like to go to sleep in a big hotel in the desert? Or would you prefer, where would you sleep in the desert
tent.
On your sleepover?
Tent.
Oh, yeah. Right. So in the sleepover in the tent in the desert, what would you have to eat?
Sand.
Right. Good. Going to have sandwiches. Is that what they call them in the desert then?
You tricked me!
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so...
You're going to be to answer all these questions about sleepovers, and I'm not answering anymore!
Okay, we're not going to ask her anything more about normal sleepovers, except sleepovers in the desert where she eats sand.
Lunatic.
Her favourite food.
Lunatic. Egypt.
Very good. So you're going to meet lunatics in the desert, and are some of them going to be Egypts?
Like you are!
Hey, there's a bird called an egret. That sounds a little bit like an egret, doesn't it? Okay, I'm now coming in for a lot of criticism here, because we have agreed we have agreed that she's not going to record an audio boo about going on a sleepover. Isn't that right? There's no audio boo about going on a sleepover. But the interesting one will be after the sleepover.
I'm not answering both of them!
Yes, well, that's right. But the father can answer. It's okay for a father to record an audio boo because his daughter will only once in her whole life ever go on her first sleepover to a friend's house. It will never happen again. Will it? Could it ever happen again?
I hate you.
Well, right. I'll tell you the truth, folks. My daughter is going on a sleepover to a house on the estate. And in the house on the estate there lives somebody who is sometimes called her sister. But this evening, I think she's going to be called her maybe sleepover partner. Not sure. Anyway, there's no possibility of getting an interview with the sleeper over. Because she's just giving out to me. Oh, listen to that.
Go on. Egypt, you...
Right. So that's it, folks. I think we've found out quite enough about sleepovers now. So I, on the other hand, am going playing poker. So while my daughter is going to have a sleepover, I'm going to win money. That's right.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to win money.